Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
We appreciate it. Let's turn to some breaking news, shall we? All right, this is where we turn to Gateway Pundit every Monday. There's Joe Hoff from the Gateway Pundit, his brother Jim, the founder, of course, and we have him rotating every week. Before we get to this J6 story that we wanted to talk about, new this morning, you have two more emails from the Hunter laptop that appear to show this classified information. The context is we told our viewers last week that Miranda Devine from the New York Post had found one email from several years ago before Joe Biden went on a vice presidential trip to Ukraine that seemed to have a cut and paste job of classified information that Hunter took and put in an email to one of his business partners. Joe, you're now breaking that there's more emails apparently with classified information. What do you have?
That's correct, Ed. There's actually quite a bit more, and we're going to be dripping this out over the next week or so. We've got a number of emails that we've identified that have classified information in them, and that's breaking news. And we'll be dropping this stuff, and it's really seedy stuff. Last night, Ed, we put up a second email. The first being Miranda Devine's email that came out last week. We validated that email that was tied back to the State Department under Obama. This one last night also came out of the Hunter Biden laptop. And then this morning we've got a third one that's coming out right now. And in this email that's on Hunter's laptop, you see basically this firm by the name of Blue Star Strategies, and they're connected to Hunter like crazy. And anyways, this firm somehow was able to get on a conference call with the White House back in December, and they obtained and drafted a memo of the minutes of this conference call, and later that afternoon shared this information with Hunter, Devin, Archer, Hunter's friend at Burisma, with another individual at Burisma, and with people at both Rosemont Seneca, which is Hunter's firm, as well as a number of individuals at this firm, Blue Star Strategy.
Let's pause right there for a second. I want to get more details, but Karen's laughing as she hears it.
I'm like, where's the FBI? My mind is blown right now. I mean, this is
classified information.
This is way so much worse than most of us thought.
You're absolutely right, Karen. Here's the deal. This is not just stealing classified information, which is a felony. Just having it in your possession can be a felony. Holding classified information, but in addition to that, it's being shared with foreign entities. In this case, Burisma, a firm in Ukraine. That's espionage. That's sharing, classified information overseas. These are major material crimes. Last night we had a similar email, and now here we are now, and we've got more. And this, you're right, Karen. This stuff is beyond just having classified information. It's taking that information and sharing it overseas, which is a material crime. This could be sedition, treason, right?
No charges, no nothing. This man has not been arrested. They have not done a single thing.
They haven't raided Hunter's home.
I mean, this is just, and we all know there's a two-tier justice system. We all know this is bad. But this takes it to another level for me.
It does.
Which I didn't think it could get any worse.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's maybe, sorry, Ed, but that's probably why they raided Trump in the first place. They're trying to build this narrative that Trump is just as bad as Hunter and his kids are just as bad as Hunter. And nothing could be further from the truth. His kids are great kids. And Hunter Biden was an animal as well as the Bidens. And this actually implicates Joe Biden as well, because it's minutes from a conference call about Joe Biden that is being shared overseas right before his trip overseas. So this is not just a little deal here. We're starting to find some real major league issues, and our FBI silent, and they've had this laptop since 2019-20, and they haven't and they're hiding all this. I mean, what's going on?
And they called it the 51 Intel, former Intel officials who signed a letter saying the laptop was Russian disinformation. Now we know why they were lying. That's not true, because they wanted to cover up these kinds of crimes. And they were there for the FBI, as you say, for the taking. The reason why I wanted to jump in is, if I have it right, the email you posted last night. So Miranda Devine had the first email with classified information. We've discussed that. The second one, if I have it right, there's a man named John Sendweg, who worked for the Homeland Security Department under Biden, Obama administration, right?
Right.
And Sendweg, around 14-15, obtains information from the Department of Homeland Security and Customs databases, which he should not have had access to. In order, it sounds like the context is Burisma officials were trying to get visas, maybe to travel to America. Sendweg shares the classified visa information with Hunter's firm, which is not a government agency, obviously, you report. Hunter's firm then shares that classified information that he never should have had with Burisma, which, as you say, is a foreign company, an energy company based in Ukraine. So I'm trying to follow this, but they're using the access to the Obama-Biden administration to obtain classified, I'm trying to understand, if I have it right, this was not just necessarily a piece of classified information in the garage next to the Corvette that Hunter might have gotten, like Miranda was talking about with email number one. You're now saying they had somebody inside the government giving them classified information that then they're sharing with a foreign energy company. I'm trying to follow all this.
But all of this is wrong.
All of this is bad.
Yeah, and it's even worse than that, because this Sendweg guy worked for the Homeland Security Department, maybe as an acting director at one point in time, back in 2013 and 14. And then he stepped aside. This information came in 2015. So somehow Sendweg is getting information from the federal government that's classified. He shouldn't have access to. He shouldn't have access to the systems. He might have a clearance, but that doesn't mean he should be obtaining this information. And then he gets this information and shares it with Hunter Biden. So there's some real questions there. What's this guy doing with classified information and giving it to Hunter Biden a year after he worked for the government?
Crazy.
This is beyond. This is hard to believe that we're even having this conversation, that he's on handcuffs right now.
So we may have to, I know we have you on Mondays, but maybe we'll have you or Jim back tomorrow as we digest all this. I don't want to miss this, because J6 is important as well. And we had planned to talk about this. Before we get to that video, guys,
Okay. All righty. Well, Joe, the Gateway Pundit just reported that, in fact, it was last Thursday, that the Bidens were using classified information to the benefit of the Hunter Biden family business. Okay, in fact, the Biden crime cartel made millions and millions and millions off of this by using, and again, the Gateway Pundit determined that this information from the 22-point email came from the U.S. State Department and was classified. The email included classified information, and Hunter had no security clearance or reason to have this information. So yesterday, TGB reported a second email that showed Hunter Biden was sharing classified information with individuals at Burisma in the Ukraine, which is called espionage, Joe. And so,
why do you think they were paying him $50,000 a month to show up twice a year when he had no knowledge of energy, Ukraine, couldn't speak the language, you know? We used to call it a quid pro quo, and basically selling out America, right?
Right. Well, today they uncovered a third email showing more Biden family crimes related to classified information and espionage. And so, again, the email discovered that Hunter's laptop was sent from Sean Keeley from Blue Star Strategies, which was just mentioned in that clip, a firm that has been under investigation by the DOJ since 2021. How far is that investigation going to go, huh? With Merrick Garland? As a part of the initial Burisma controversy, the U.S. Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee, then led by U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, investigated Blue Star Strategies and voted to subpoena documents and depositions from the firm. The 2021 investigation into Blue Star Strategies reportedly centers around the lobbying the U.S. government on behalf of Burisma without registering under the Foreign Agent Registration Act, FARA.
Right. That's witnesses. We've been telling people that was one of Hunter Biden's crimes that we already know of, you know. I mean, this story, I can't, there's so much information about that. They've got all those warnings from the, what is it, the communication thing with the transfer of money and all that. I mean, there's so much proof of his corruption already that anybody else would be in jail by now.
Well, witnesses have alleged that Blue Star's co-founders Sally Painter and Karen Tramontano met with State Department officials as a part of their work for the company, but did not disclose that Burisma was the client. While Hunter Biden was not revealed to be a subject of the ongoing investigation, the Wall Street Journal reported that the firm's co-founder mentioned Hunter Biden's involvement with the company during multiple meetings with the State Department in an effort to improve the company's image. Keeley's email went to a number of individuals at Rosemont Seneca, including Hunter Biden, Devon Archer, individuals at Blue Star Strategies, including CEO Karen Tramontano and Sally Painter. It's coup, and one individual from Burisma. There you go. So that's what the Joe, we call that treason.
Yep, it's treason. The Biden family has been guilty of it for years, treason and breaking all kinds of laws. And what amazes me is the people in this, well, I guess so many people listen to the liberal media still, they have no knowledge of what's really going on. But I am just amazed the rest of this country is not angry. I see them destroying the military. The Biden, you know, government is destroying our economy, is ruining the energy system in America. Our food supply is going down. Inflation, I don't care what he says about how wonderful the economy, if you look at the price of food and rent, they're still sky high. And, you know, they manipulated the figures, so it looks like the inflation is better. But I can tell you right now, people that are making $100,000 a year are claiming they're living paycheck to paycheck. The average American family has lost nearly $5,500 in purchasing power in the last 2 years because of Biden and his inflation. But, of course, he says it's a wonderful economy and it's getting better by the day. Well, to me, everything I see, it's getting worse by the day. So he's not only a crook, he's destroying this country. He's killing our children. He's ruining the school system and destroying the Constitution. I mean, what else? This is unreal. If I was to write a story like this, try and get it published 5 years ago, every publisher in America would say, you know, this is so far-fetched. No, none of the readers would believe it. We're not even going to bother to publish your book.
All righty. Renowned. I'm going to switch over here. Renowned MIT professor and drug safety analytics specialist calls for immediate suspension of all mRNA COVID vaccines. Well, he's just joining a whole group of others. There's a number of health professionals and experts calling for the immediate suspension of COVID and mRNA vaccines are growing, and yet governments still turn a blind eye to one of the most atrocious crimes against humanity. Biden is saying he's going to keep the COVID thing going and killing folks until May, okay?
Yeah, no, I think he's pushed it up to April now, hadn't he?
I just heard today that it was May.
Oh, okay, April, May. Yeah, you're right, it's May. It went from April, it was, yeah, he's changed it. Third time he's changed, you know. There's an article from World News Daily, new doctors refusing more COVID shots. And it's a simple story from the, according to a report in the Epoch Times, they've been, doctors all across America have confirmed they won't be taking the boosters. There's, the evidence isn't there. Doctors like Dr. Todd Lee, I have taken my last vax without any evidence that it'll reduce my risk of severe disease. It goes on. doctor or physician there, at, even at University of California, San Francisco. No more. I took one against my will. It was unethical, unscientific, and bankrupt. And a list of different ones, Allison Krug, Tracy Hogue.
Well, here's a good one. The Cleveland Clinic right here. Here's a good one. The Cleveland Clinic right here in Cleveland came out, if you remember, about a month or so back, and they said how they did a study, and we read it here on the air, that those that have gotten the boosters, the vaccine, whoever got the vaccine and the boosters, were four times more likely to end up getting the COVID.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you this. If you're four times more likely to get the COVID, how many times more likely are you to die from the COVID?
Probably four times.
That's right. Now, here. Now,
the more times you get something that's serious that affects your breathing. And
but here's the point, Joe. Here's the point. Even though that they've done that, they're still pushing it. They're still promoting and they're still pushing that the death shot. Even though they've come right out and made the statement, now, a lot of the employees there that had gotten it are really super angry because they took it. They took and many of them that took the shot ended up getting COVID multiple times, and that's right here at the Cleveland Clinic in Cleveland.
Yeah. Well, we know that Pfizer. Remember, they got accused of something by their. Remember that engineer that was out on the, Project Veritas, caught that Jordan Walker, who was supposed to have been one of the senior staffers there, was caught making a claim that they were doing gain-of-function research. They called it, well, we call it directed evolution research. And Pfizer has come out now and admitted that the engineering COVID lab studies that they're engineering to ensure that its drug works on new variants, but they also say it's not gain of function. So they've changed the name again. This is the game that they've been playing for so many years. You and I have been on the radio. Words are the weapon of choice for this new warfare, changing, shifting words and meanings. Oh, it's not gain of function. It is something else, you know. They just give it a new name, and now it's not what they said it was. It's directed evolution research.
Yeah, let me finish this article, because last night, Professor Retzef Levy from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology warned about the risk associated with experimental mRNA COVID vaccines. But Professor Levy has been a faculty member at MIT at Cambridge, Massachusetts, since 2006. He is one of the top private universities in Cambridge. The United States is ranked as number one world university ranking 2023. Now, I have had more than 30 years of experience as a practitioner and an academic in using data and analysis to assess and manage risk, particularly in the context of health systems, health policies, as well as the management of safety and quality of manufacturing of biological drugs, and said Levy. Levy claims that neither governments nor big pharmaceutical companies have been able to deliver on their efficacy claims. He can be recalled that he can be recalled that Pfizer's president international developed markets Janine Small admitted that the vaccine had never been tested on its ability to prevent transmission, contrary to what was previously advertised. The article goes on. It's very long.
We've been telling people it was not tested on humans. The mice, they tried it on. The mice died, and they went ahead and pushed it out anyway.
And he goes on to say the evidence that they caused unprecedented level of harm, including the deaths of many young people and children.
Yeah.
And so, there you go. And yet
they call that murder, don't we?
Yep.
When you intentionally give something poisonous to a child, you know, if you were to put something in candy that people shouldn't ingest, they'd call it murder.
Yeah. Unless somebody's making big, big bucks up.
Oh, well,
then
and
then
it's,
we'll,
yeah.
Then we'll call it something else.
Yeah.
All right,
sure, they're just calling the vaccine. Oh, they're calling it a vaccine, not a kill shot. That's the difference.
All right, go ahead and very quickly tell us about the cobalt mines, because...
Okay. This is one of the big stories that... the biggest hidden story, I think, in America. I think you by now know that all our titanium batteries, the different batteries, everything from your cell phone, your computers, batteries that go in everything now, need cobalt. Well, the biggest cobalt mines in the world are in the Congo. There's a couple little ones elsewhere, but basically almost all the cobalt in the world comes from the Congo.
We have some cobalt mines right here in America, but they won't let them use them. They won't let them mine.
Well, it's one, it's toxic. It's very dangerous, so the people in the community don't want a toxic mine in their backyard, for one.
Mm-hmm.
Two, it destroys the environment. Three, here's the problem. All the big groups like Apple and Tesla, you know, assured their customers that they're, you know, everything's very ethical, sourced and sold. But there is a man out there that's gone in and taken some great images inside the mines in the Democratic Republic of Congo, where 90% of the world's cobalt is mined. Now, you need to go see this. We're going to try and get this up on the website, but you can find this at the dailymail.co.uk. That's the Daily Mail. It's the London Daily Mail. But if you search, it's called The Shaming Images That Show Where Our iPhones, Laptops, and Tesla Cars Really Come From. The Shaming Images That Show Where Our iPhones, Laptops, and Tesla Cars Really Come From is the title. And it is from the Daily Mail there at .co.uk. And you can also go to www.wnd, that's worldnewsdaily.com. And if you just type in shaming images reveal iPhone, laptop, Tesla's cars really come, same kind of thing, you'll find it there. And the pictures, folks, are some of the most horrible things I have ever seen. I've seen the slums of Cholon in Vietnam. I've seen Mama San and her children beating rats off with sticks to get to the food first. So, I mean, I'm not some naive person. These pictures show men and women shoulder to shoulder, tens of thousands of them crammed in a valley. Looks like lemmings marching in the sea. Looks like something you would see the migrating herds of wildebeest running to the river to drown or cross with the crocodiles you've seen on nature films. They are mining by hand. They have women and children there. These children are exposed to these toxic chemicals. They sit there and break up the clay and rocks trying to find a few pieces of this very needful thing. The pictures are horrific.
They get $2 a day.
$2 a day,
and,
yep.
And that's what it cost them to eat. So they work all day to get enough food to...
starve to death.
Yeah. And that is...
And it says there are hundreds of thousands of people being employed just in these mines. This is slavery. This looks like one of those old...
wait a minute. Now, Joe, if Black Lives Matter... Joe, but Black Lives Matter... Where's Jesse Jackson? Where Al Sharpton be, right?
If Black Lives Matter, these little children are working, 5, 6, 10-year-old kids are working in a mine all day long so they can eat that night. This is human slavery. Where is the black community? Where is, like you said, Black Lives Matter? This is a human tragedy. This is beyond belief, watching these little kids playing this hazardous chemicals. And yet what the deal is, all these people, what it is they take this stuff and it's sent to China. Almost every bit of the lithium, of the cobalt is sent to China. And China has almost every factory that smelts it and refines it out. Then they send it to another country who kind of cleans it up a little bit more, and then they sell it to the big companies like Kirkland, Apple, Samsung, Microsoft, and they can claim, oh, it comes from a very clean, wonderful source. Because, yeah, it's gone through China, our enemy China. In fact, I'm looking, there's out of 15 places, only three are not in China. All the other factories that smelt and refine. So China basically buys almost all of it from the Congo. And so everything you own that uses these lithium batteries, you're killing people every day. You're killing children every day.
I'm looking right now, Joe, at Joe, I'm looking right now at the picture there, at the chaos in Shabera. And there must be, I'm estimating, possibly 100,000 people or more. And now we're seeing the little kids, I mean 9-10-year-old kids, they're breaking the rocks, and then I'm seeing them, they're loading them into bags, and then the men are carrying the bags upon their shoulders, and they're carrying them up and dumping them in the carts, and unbelievable. These are very, very inhuman working conditions. It's terrible.
That valley these people are in, that you've seen the picture there, they are shoulder to shoulder, right? They look like the migrating wildebeest. They look like the lemmings crossing the sea. This entire valley is just shoulder to shoulder people carrying sacks of ore and sacks of this cobalt. I mean, yeah, you're right. There's got to be more than 100,000 people just in that one valley, in that one picture. And if you can get to the website, there are several pictures like that. It's sickening, isn't it?
Right.
America should be ashamed. They talk about Black Lives Matter. How about any lives matter? This is modern day slavery to the max. And our country should be so ashamed of itself and the news media that hides the truth from you. I want to get the name of the guy. Hang on one second.
They can go to the dailymail.com, the Daily Mail, and Jennifer Smith has put this
that's
out.
That's right. She's a reporter, but here's the man. Sid Hoskara is the person who's taken the picture. He's got a new book coming out called Cobalt Red, How the Blood of the Congo Powers Our Lives. And this guy's been around, I guess. He said, this is blood diamonds multiplied by 1,000. We thought that the conditions there at those diamond mines, he said, this is multiplied 1,000 times. This is human horror.
I'm looking at it. It's pretty bad. I'm watching the films, and I'm looking here. There's a young mother that looks like she was, on one hand, she's got her baby holding it up. It looked like she tried to nurse the baby. The other hand, she's breaking rocks.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that little baby is being exposed to this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking.
She will not grow up to be a healthy adult.
I'm looking at some of the children, how they're so deformed, how deformed they are already from just working in these mines. It's unbelievable. And then I'm looking at a picture of the mines, how deep some of them get. Because they have these deep...
The mines, they don't have the shafts going in. The men crawl into these shafts. They're not blocked. There's no wood. There's no metal supports. These kids are walking around in this dirtiest water, folks, you can imagine. What gets me is you got to remember, our whole modern world, your smartphone, your tablet, and these electric vehicles use a tremendous amount. What is it, something like 60, 80 pounds of this cobalt stuff. And, our cobalt suppliers, they hold to the highest standards. Yeah. We only trade with smelters and refiners who adhere to their codes of conduct. This is the biggest bunch of bull crap lies that I've heard. I mean, these people lie more than Joe Biden, if that's possible.
And it's pretty hard to do.
Got mad.
Well, Adam Schiff can give Joe a big run for his money where it comes to lying.
Well, he's pretty good at it, too. But this stuff with these these pictures of his children. I want to see how long this, if this story takes legs. This should take tremendous legs. And I'm just asking every listener out there who has a computer who can look this up and find it, you know, pass this on, call into your local talk radio, send letters to the editor at your newspaper. Our whole society is run on the backs of these poor enslaved people.
Yeah, Elon Musk says he is moving away. His company is moving away from the use of cobalt.
And I hope.
That's what he said. Oh, he would completely cease within using the mineral.
He's going to do for batteries, but...
there's got to be something else you can do, too. So, yeah. Anyhow, there you go. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away. More to come.
A little girl lay dying. She was only 8 years old. She said, I want to see the preacher. So they left them alone. Will you make me a promise? She said as he walked in. He said, tell me what I can do. She said this to him.
The pain that he had to bear. Tell mom and dad about heaven above. Heaven, they can see me there. Tell mom and dad about Jesus. Tell them all he's done for them. Tell mom and dad about Jesus, please, so I'll see them.
She said, I know I'm dying, but that's not why I'm sad. I know I'll go to heaven, but what about mom and dad? I told them about Jesus, but I could not make them see. So when they come to my funeral, would you do this for me?
Tell mom and dad about Jesus and all the pain that he had to bear. Tell mom and dad about heaven above, how that they can see me there. Tell mom and dad about Jesus. Tell them what he's done for them. Tell mom and dad about Jesus, please, so I'll see them again.
She said they dropped me off at Sunday school, and I'm so glad they did. But how great it would have to be in a church service with them. She said, promise me you'll tell them. As she faded off to sleep, he said, sweetheart, don't worry. That's a promise that I'll keep.
The pain that he had to bear. Tell mom and dad about heaven above. Tell them they can see me there. Tell mom and dad about Jesus. Tell them what he's done for them. Tell mom and dad about Jesus, please, so I'll see them. tell mom and dad about Jesus, please, so I'll see them again.
Alrighty, tell mom and dad about Jesus. You know, folks, you got to know about that. That's what we do here. That little girl, what she's saying is absolutely true. I understand that that's actually a true story, that that song was written based on a true story. Danny Ray wrote that song, and both he and I both recorded that song. But anyhow, folks, we're going to get to that at the end of the program. That's the main reason that we're really on the air. The number one mission, mission one, is the Great Commission. Folks, we always tell you, the time will come, and this will happen. There is no chance at all that it won't. It's the only thing that will matter to you. The only thing is you're standing with the Lord Jesus. You see, you're either saved or you're lost. And, you know, we're not like the woke corporations. They're colliding with reality. They keep, you know. they have a real problem dealing with reality. Hey, Joe, I got to tell the folks, because we're getting people that are saying, well, they, you know, those that have lost, you know, in those states that we're in, those six states that have gone off the air, they're saying they have a problem with listening to us on the internet because of all the commercials. But now, you know, they can do this. They can go to, well, of course, they can go to thewordcleveland.com, thewordcleveland.com, or they can get a WHKW 1220 app put on their phone. That's WHKW 1220 or 96.9 FM app. You can get that put on your smart aleck phone if you have one. Or you can go to iHeartRadio or TuneIn Radio. Or Odyssey. Now, that's not Odyssey. It's Odyssey. It's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And you can get those apps so you can listen to us on any of those folks, too. So, which a lot of your truckers and that's how they listen to us. So, again, we're shooting, Joe, for May 1st. We would really like to be back on those stations because we're getting so many letters from people, you know, and now we are getting an increase from those six stations from people sending in so that they can get caught up with that and we can get back. But we really want to do, you know, I can tell you we have some of the nicest people listening to the radio program, our audience on across the country, Joe. You wouldn't believe the stacks of letters we get here.
Well, I've had quite a few of them. We've had the pleasure to run into several, and they have been just some of the most delightful people.
Yeah. And so, all right, here's some things. Did you know that top U.S. official hails Nord Stream 2 blast? You know, they blew up that Nord Stream 2 pipeline again, okay? And here now, U.S. Secretary of State for Political Affairs Victoria Nuland has expressed joy over the destruction of Russia's Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline. Now, do you think Putin knows who did that? Remember Biden made the statement, you know, weeks before
it
that
it would be destroyed. He came and said, don't worry, it can be done. It will be done. Yep, we talked about that on the radio.
Yeah, well, now she's out there saying how wonderful it is that that it was blown up a second time. And, you know, pipeline now, one was blown up, now pipeline two has been blown up. And so, you know, people, they're really pushing Russia for a war, aren't they?
They sure are. Well, it was funny, some environmentalist was out there screaming, this is a horrible thing for the global warming. It's really adding to global warming in there. You know, we're on the verge of World War III. It's going to get, if we have World War III, it's going to get a lot warmer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Warm, a lot warmer than these global warming people think.
Well, we got a chance. If we can get the last, have you seen Trump's last two rallies he was on? He's hotter than ever. He's really out there. And here, new polls just out. show that Trump is leading Governor DeSantis by double digits in both in New Hampshire and South Carolina. And so here. Now, you know, these two guys, you know what you would think, right? Here's what common sense would tell me, okay? But of course,
remember, common sense died, Pastor. I had to throw that in.
Well, and of course, it's not really that alive in the Republican Party. But you would think that Trump and DeSantis would get together, and just common sense would tell you Trump is more experienced. He was the president, and you know, if he goes for one more term. But he's a tad bit older. He's our age, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so DeSantis would really be a great vice president. But then again,
he could learn so much under Trump, and then he would have 8 years to help get this country back on track.
Absolutely. He could. And so that would be my suggestion, but of course the people in Florida don't want to lose DeSantis. He's the best governor they ever had.
Right, and a lot of the rhinos and liberal Republicans want DeSantis. They think it would be better than Trump, and you know, I don't know just quite, but there's a lot of these people that don't want Trump, want DeSantis. Although he's conservative, and I think in the end they would be almost as mad at him as they would be Trump. But they're trying anything but Trump. So that's what happens. You get that anybody, anything but Trump, and they realize that it would have to, DeSantis is the only one popular enough to even think about taking him on.
Yeah, I know. But here, do you remember what Hillary said? Hillary said, she said, if Trump gets reelected, we're all going to hang. We're all going to hang. Trump, you know, these people, Merrick Garland, Christopher Wray, John Comey, these people all need to go to that dirty jail, that dirty, filthy, dirty jail in Washington, D.C., where the Christian patriots are being held. That cowardly cop, that cowardly D.C. cop who shot and murdered little Miss Babbitt, you know, that guy named Baird, Lieutenant Baird, that coward needs to be in that dirty, filthy, dirty jail. And if Trump gets back in, we may get a Justice Department back again. And I know the heads will roll. And he would find someone to place. There's got to be somebody in the FBI who he could put in there, who's not crooked, who's not on the payroll. You know.
Well, we got some past people that were, you know, in the Justice Department. Different. There's some people that could run that.
Yeah. Who knows? They could put maybe Pompeo. Was it Pompeo or?
Yeah, Mike Pompeo, there's several other.
Bring him back? Right. Yeah, there's a number. I'd like to see Roger Stone, you know. There's a number of them, yeah, that can do that. Boy, I'd like to see Jim Jordan. That would be, or Josh Hawley.
Yeah.
Or, you're right.
Somebody with a little more knowledge should have to be, you know, but again, they could get, if they'd start thinking, get a team, put somebody in that knows, and then put somebody else that's got gumption and trust and good values in as their assistant. That's what our side hasn't learned, how to, you know, team up and work together and you know, build a team up at the top. They put one guy on top of a corrupt organization. It's one of Trump's failures, and wasn't enough support.
Well, Trump was surrounded. I mean, he was in the snake pit. He was surrounded, and he didn't know who he could trust. And it turned out he couldn't hardly trust anybody. They were so entrenched. Abomination had just placed it. We told people for the 8 years he was in office, every time he put one of those corrupt people in there, we were telling you. And that's how Chris Ray got there. That's how Comey, that's how all these people got there. And now Trump is much wiser now than he was. And so...
Well, he knew there was a deep state, but I don't think anybody really knew how big, bad, deep, white, how entrenched it was. I think it was a shock to most. You and I knew there was a deep state, but I don't think I realized just how deep, how dirty, how many, you know, just agencies were totally corrupt.
I'll tell you who did.
More people than there were.
Yeah. I didn't realize how deep it went, but I'll tell you who did know, and that was McTernan. he was a federal agent there for 28 years,
yeah.
And he knew. He was telling me about, because he had to deal with him, work with him. Now, did you know, hey, Joe, let's just say, remember we talked about earlier about you having one of those days where you can feel like you're a woman and you could be a woman for that day? Well, here...
That's how you feel. Yeah. Well, what you identify as.
One of those, Joe, a trans activist accused of rape after it was moved to a woman's prison. You see, Joe, let me ask you this, okay? If you have male genitalia, Joe, and you have a male's body, one more rib than a woman, or one less... Joe, are you a male or a female? I mean, even if you feel like a female, if you have male genitalia in a male's body, you know,
you are
Joe?
Male. Every cell in your body will have the male identifiers.
Yeah. So if you are a male, Joe, and you go to a woman's prison, and you're raping these women, I don't know. I mean, how stupid is stupid? How woke can you get? Okay, an incarcerated woman, or they call it a woman, at a California prison was eyewitness to a rape of a fellow prisoner by a trans thing at the facility. The prisoner witnessed Mimi Lee saw the victim being taken to a medical building in the facility by staff and other female inmates, reported she had been raped. It goes on to say a female inmate at the Central California facility for women has come forward and sworn declaration of having been eyewitness to the aftermath of sexual assault that took place within the institution. Incarcerated woman Mimi Lee has provided a sworn declaration two lawyers at the Women's Liberation Front to be included at Wolf's case against the state of California. Good. Sue them. Sue them. The evidence was given exclusively to Redux for review in advance of Wolf's latest filing.
We've done, I think, probably, 10 stories, maybe more, of this kind of thing of, the trannies in prison raping the female inmates. I mean, how many times do you hear the same stuff, the same story, to finally for somebody to figure out, you know, maybe this isn't going to work like you think it is, stupid, you know? They just have to follow the narrative, even though, you know, people get hurt, and then they have to figure out how they're going to get out of it when it goes bad. But
well, here's the thing, Joe.
I can't believe everybody's that stupid.
If you're a Democrat and these people want to become these trannies and you're going to send one of these so-called trannies to a woman's prison, yet you would naturally, being a Democrat, send one that was in prison on sex crimes to begin with.
Yeah.
Because that's the kind of things that Democrats do. This is being what you call a real woke-a-dope on a collision course with reality. Already, how much time do we have?
Four.
Okay, Joe, you've got 4 minutes. Can you do it in 4 minutes? Give that invitation.
Sure can. I was thinking Sunday in church, one of the songs. Why do you wait, dear brother? Or why do you tarry so long? Your Savior is waiting to give you a place in his sanctified throne. Why do you wait, dear brother? The harvest is passing away. Your Savior is longing to bless you. There's danger and death in delay. Why not? Why not? Why not come to him now? It's an old hymn. Why do you wait? So many people forget that, oh, just because you're a Christian or claim you're a Christian, that's not your ticket to heaven. There is only one way that you can get to heaven. And everybody says, well, yeah, I believe in Jesus Christ. The Bible says, you know, if you believe in him. But Jesus himself made it plain. Jesus told Nicodemus, in no uncertain terms, ye must be born again. And Nicodemus said, what do you mean, how can I go back to my mother's womb? Well, it's not a physical birth. You must have a spiritual birth. You must be born again spiritually. And to do that, that is what we call being born again, having the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. And it starts with your understanding that you're a sinner. You need a Savior because the wages of sin is death. That your sins, my sins, helped put Jesus on that cross at Calvary. He came to die a substitutionary death for you and me, paid the price for our sins so that we could be set free. But to be set free, we have to call on the Father and truly repent in our hearts. Not just say words, but truly repent. Be sorry that our sins put his Son on the cross. Ask for forgiveness. And when we do that, then we can ask Jesus Christ, the Creator God, the Savior, the Messiah, to be Lord of our life. I want you to be Lord of my life, all of my life, without reservation. I want to give myself completely. When you do that, then he will send you the Holy Spirit to come and dwell in you. You then become this born-again believer, because that's your spiritual baptism. You become a born-again believer. You become a child of the kingdom, a joint heir with Jesus, an everlasting life, forever changed. And you will experience joy, peace that you've never experienced before. And you will become then a son or daughter of the living God and part of his true church. The greatest decision you can ever make is where you spend eternity with Christ and the saved, or with Satan and the rest of the world. The choice is yours and yours alone, right, Pastor?
It is. It's cut and dry. I mean, see, there are absolutes.
There's no gray.
Right. There's
no
a lot of...
See.
This is what we try to explain to people all the time. There's plenty of absolutes with God. He's very clear. He is omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent, and that's reality. You see, God is reality, and you can see evidence of God by going out. All of creation cries out and bears witness to the evidence of God. It's all there. All of creation says we were created by... Well, and we're out of time, so good night, God bless, and always, always keep... Fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.